99.9 WWCT backstage with Jungle, and we got Grizz playing in the background, so we may have to shout. We got Tom and Josh.
He just put the Bee Gees on, so I'm kind of happy about that.
No, that always makes me happy. I'm a child of the 70s, though, so. But you can't, they're not English, but they're
associated close. With.
They're associated
closely,
with.
Closely linked to.
Another one of the British colonies.
Well, yeah. Australia, they're basically our brothers and sisters over there.
So. Right, right. So I must say, I enjoyed part of your set today. Unfortunately, I got torn away and had to go do an interview, but what I heard was amazing. I'm sad I didn't hear Happy Man. It is one of my favorites. It's kind of cliched. But your music is, to me right now, different than almost anything else out there. And it's like a modern take on soul and funk. And where does that come from?
I don't know, really. I guess it just comes from a place of sort of artistic freedom. I think we've spent a lot of time in bands when we were kids, like trying to fit into a scene or trying to do something that we thought was going to get us famous. And actually what you've got to do is relax and trust yourself, and that will naturally like flow out of you, the music that you're meant to create.
That's awesome. And you guys have been friends since you were 9?
Well, it's nearly 20 years now, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So you probably know what the other one's thinking before they think it, or do you fight, or you get along always great all the time? That got Josh's attention.
it's like being brothers. You know, you have your great days and you have your bad days, but ultimately you love each other, you know, and I'd fucking die for this kid, you know.
You take a bullet for him. Would you do the same for him?
Yeah. Of course. Comedy value, please.
Oh my God, that's righteous. So I read something you guys talked about, team spirit and honesty in your work, and that is something that I think has definitely come back around. And I'm glad to see that you're maintaining that and pushing that forward. And the times we're living in are a little chaotic, say the least.
You know, community and family are really important. So you've got to try and maintain that. You've got to try and maximize that, because that's the only way that we're going to live a better life, you know.
And thank you. Thank you for using your platform. I'm clicheing the shit out of this, but thank you for using the platform that you've been given. You work hard for that. You weren't just handed it, but and promoting that, I think it's overdue, and I know all our listeners really appreciate it. You released Forever in 2018.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so it's not been quite a year, so we're not expecting you to release anything straight away. But do you have stuff in the works?
Yeah, you want to hear some?
Yeah, can you just cue that up?
We'll airdrop it.
Can you just, you know, right now on the spot?
4G's out.
No, we're always working on stuff on the road, obviously.
I'm sorry, the 4G's out. Sorry. So, derailed.
5G coming soon.
Yeah. And then let's do our serious answer. Yeah, so, you know, it's been about 6 months since this, and now we're putting out this. And then everything's going to be cool.
Cool. And then Tom says...
Oh, I'm happy with that. No further comment.
He does the serious football boss chat. And he's just got this annoying sidekick here, just breaking it down for him. I could say. Something to bat off.
So where are you guys off?
Next question.
All right, I'm over that. No, I'm just kidding. So where are you guys off to now?
The sunny delights of Barcelona. In a couple of weeks' time. Yeah, and that's where we really start off.
We've got to get out of this tornado first.
Yeah, that's true. We hope we don't get stuck in Pensacola, but we might.
That's the thing about being down here, you know. You look on the TV and there's this massive storm always coming for you. And it's just... Hopefully we can fly out tomorrow. We'll see.
Well, if not, the day after.
Or the week after.
Just as long as you're in Barcelona in 2 weeks.
We'll swim there.
Well, my cat might die. I don't want my cat to die.
Oh, no. Yeah. Cats are resilient.
Which cat?
My cat.
Which ho? He's got so many cats.
Oh, do you have... Are you a crazy cat man?
Cat man. I do love cats.
The brother of Batman.
Cats are really like... They've got their own... They've got their own agenda.
Their own ego.
They've got big egos.
They do. Cats are like...
Didn't Grumpy Cat just die?
Oh,
yeah, rest in peace, Grumpy Cat.
Oh my God, I love you guys, by the way.
Love you too.
This is fantastic. So we won't be waiting around like with bated breath for new work, but I'm sure
it's not gonna be another 4 years.
That's exactly where I was going. We don't have to wait another 4 years.
No, certainly not.
All right, and when are you going to be stateside again?
A couple of weeks. We're going to come back. We've got a festival in the Bronx. We've got a festival. We're going to do Capitol Hill in Seattle. And quick. There's one in Louisville, Kentucky as well.
The Forecastle?
Potentially.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's right.
Yes.
Okay, I should know this.
We name a state and you name the festival.
All right. Chicago. It's not a state, okay. But it should be.
We're going to name the state and you're going to name the festival in that state.
Massachusetts. Okay, Dover. If I said Dover, what comes to your mind?
Dover?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Austin.
City limits.
Okay. Here we go.
Are you going to be in Austin?
No, not this.
Damn it. Oh, see, now you're doing Austin. Oh, we're just playing a game. It's like a game show.
Yeah. And we've just started.
And I don't even get a consolation prize.
Well, you've a free.
I have failed miserably.
You can have the free pack of gentlemen's underwear.
I missed that line. All right, who are you guys going to... Are you going to be here the rest of the night? Going to catch some acts?
Yeah,
some
waves. Sadly, I missed King Princess earlier, but she's great.
I heard that.
And apparently Cardi B's not turning up. We don't know.
There's a rumor. I've heard that rumor as well, but I haven't heard it in a couple days.
Well, there we go.
Because of the whole Alabama abortion repeal.
Indeed.
Which is heinous, but
sad
that's...
Sad times.
Chaos. It's just chaos we're living in.
Yeah.
Where's the democracy?
Indeed.
So who are you listening to right now, and I'll let you go?
Who's
on your playlist?
Right now,
who do you love right now? Not Grizz. I know we're all listening to Grizz.
Slow Tide just put out an album on Friday, and he's some UK kind of grime rap artist. Amazing. What they're doing is amazing, both visually and, you know, he's just such an incredible presence. So check him out. It's kind of the revival of UK hip hop.
Sweet. And you?
There's a great soul singer out of London called Arlo Parks, and she's got a track called Cola, which is fantastic.
All right.
And the whole EP, Super Sad Generation, is great.
You heard it here first. Jungle is giving you their predictions and their faves, so I say we better check it out. From the hangout backstage, Grizz in the background, it's Jungle and Roxy with 99.9 WWCT. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.